Thank you for calling customer support. This is Lakin. How may I help you today?
Who am I talking to?
Customer service.
You don't have a name?
We supply for online vendors. What are you calling in about?
I'm calling about an account for Mabel Dunbar.
You have a charge?
Yes.
All right, let me see if I can pull it up. What's your zip code?
My zip code is 55117.
All right, what's your first and last name?
Mabele. Last name is Dunbar.
Okay. And verify your address for security purposes.
Were you not able to bring me up by my name?
Correct. This is for security, ma'am.
851 Wood Duck Drive, Woodbury.
That's your address?
Did you ask me if that's my address?
Correct.
That's my old address.
All right, what's your new address?
Oh, so you are looking at my information. It's 1522 Alba Marley Street, St. Paul, Minnesota, 55117.
All right. So I have an account pulled up here. Do you remember taking a survey to win an iPad through a sweepstakes entry?
Did I ever give you authority to get into my account to take out money? If I fill out a survey, how did you get my account?
Did you fill out for the survey?
Yes.
Okay. So whenever you take that survey, you have to read what's called terms and conditions. It tells you that when you put your information in to enroll to get that iPad.
That is a lie. Who am I speaking to? You offer a free iPad to be delivered. That's
no, it's
what
a
you
contest
offer.
To end it, to win it, not in.
No, it does not
it
say
you.
No contest. It does not say contest. It said you have been elected to, you have been selected to receive a free iPad. And it does, and you go into my account every month. What's your name, ma'am? Who am I speaking to?
My name is Lakin, Laken.
Laken?
Correct.
Huh? What's the last name?
Smith, S-M-I-T-H.
Okay, and what's the name of your company?
This is just a third party. It's whoever you got the survey through.
So how did you get my card information to go into this? Because I remember I never put my information in there. How did you get my information to charge me $50 twice? How did you do that? I never gave you authority to go into my account.
Didn't you say you took the survey to win the iPad?
Did you hear my question? A question
I understand
cannot answer
that.
A question. No, you don't
okay,
understand.
Okay, no, I need you to answer the question so then I can answer your question. So did you take a survey to win an iPad?
I did not take a survey. I started to fill, I only filled up my name. And it wasn't even my name. The name on there was Mary, and I left it at Mary. So how did you get my name to go into my account?
Okay, ma'am, you have to put your information in. We can't get it unless you put it in.
No, that is not true.
So you're telling me that you never put your information in, but somehow we got all your information.
No. If I put it in, I erase it and deleted the survey, and you went and continue it. Why do you exploit people? Why I need the money to be refunded because I did not go through with your survey. I started it and I deleted it. I never went through with it. And you have the audacity to check, to exploit my account.
Well, your information went through, ma'am.
No, it should not have gone through because it was deleted. It should not have gone through. That's fraud. That is fraud. That's a fraudulent act. But you won't tell me the name of your company. You're telling me third party. The third party still has a name.
We just apply for online vendors, whoever you receive the survey from.
So my request to you is, can you refund that money just how you took it out? Can you put it back?
Looks like, here, let's see, you've had it over a month, so we can do a
25%
refund.
No, I never had nothing over a month. Did you send me an iPad?
No, this is for a meal plan app subscription, not an iPad.
A meal plan prescription?
Correct. That's what you're paying for.
Are you freaking kidding me? You're a thief. You're a bloody thief. You are fucking bloody thief.
Ma'am, if you do not stop using profanity, we will disconnect.
Oh, I will use it, bitch. You are fucking bloody thief. You better put my money back.
Thank you for calling customer support. Have a great day, ma'am.